This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 8/11/21, show number 309. So, Nick, another day in the jungle here. What is happening here with today's market action?
Well, today we're just looking at more money rotation taking place. Yesterday, you could take sectors like energy and industrials, which were very strong and led the markets higher. Today, those same industry groups are selling off and lagging the market. So this is simply a game of hot potato. We've been talking about that. Money rotating from one sector to another, and we're seeing more of it today.
All right. Inflation number came in and a little bit above. Well, I'm sure the experts were surprised, right? As they always are whenever there's news that they don't like.
Right. Well, you had the CPI number. It was a little bit hot, but the core CPI was less than expected. The same old story. The actual number, July core CPI, I believe, was 0.3%. Expectations were for 0.4%. This was, this is well below the June CPI, which was 0.9%. So this is kind of a Goldilocks number, not too hot and not as bad as expected. Maybe inflation is transitory, right? Everybody's talking about used car prices going down this month. So that seems to be the news. But markets are slightly higher on the news. Again, we have a mixed session out here today. I think it turned out to be kind of a non-event with the CPI number, but it's something that's in the news today, and that's being touted or talked about by the talking heads in the financial media.
Yeah, well, we call this SOSDD, same old fill-in-the-blank stuff, different day, right?
That's it. Well said. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And again, it's not that this inflation isn't peaking or moving higher. The question is, has it peaked yet? And that's what everybody's holding on to the bottom of their seat to see if inflation has peaked. I personally think that lockdowns are primary cause of inflation, and we still got a lot more of it to come.
These petty bureaucrats never met an infringement upon liberty that they didn't love. So transitory inflation, you just create a zillion currency units and then prices go up and everyone is surprised except you and me.
Yeah, well, we know what's going on out there, but, again, the public will read it differently. There's so much money printing going on right now, and it's not just by the Federal Reserve, which is printing $120 billion a month to buy mortgage-backed securities and also U.S. Treasuries, but it's also the European Central Bank, Bank of Japan, action going on in the Central Bank, People's Bank of China, Australia. I mean, it's endless here. So again, this is just, what I like to call, just a sign of the times.
Yeah, a sign of the times it is. And another sign of the times is Bitcoin. It's getting close to that 50% retracement, and that could mean something, couldn't it?
Yeah. So, anytime you have a major, major decline, like we saw in Bitcoin going from 65,000 all the way to sub 30,000, it's had a great bounce. And the stock, I don't call it a stock, the asset class was defended on July 22nd. That was a pretty big day. Then you did a back test or a retest around July 21st. And since then, it's done what we call a zigzag up. And it's getting close now to the 50% retrace, which is around 47,200. So that's a pretty big level. Anytime you have a major dip, 50% retrace level should always be watched very closely. It's a very, very important resistance point. If the equity can consolidate below there, then it's telling you it wants to go higher and possibly significantly higher. But right now, I think you're into a major resistance level and you should watch it there.
All right. Caveat emptor always, right?
That's right.
All right. So
And then gold and silver. Gold's getting a little bounce today, but you're not overly enthusiastic.
Well, gold has been sold off so sharply. So today you got gold futures up about 14 points, but it's really come under some major, major distribution. So, you know, nothing goes down in a straight line. We're getting a nice little bounce. There's always a chance for gold to get constructive again, but today's action, you know, isn't doing the trick. You're going to need to see a lot more going forward. Right now, when you look at gold, it's a good move, but overall, you know, a lot of damage has been done on the chart. So we got to see it into the end of the week, and it'll need to get more constructive from here before I could really say, you know, gold is done with the selling pressure. Everything gets bounces.
Yeah, yeah. So seeing is believing, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I knew around July 18th that gold had a significant downturn there. That was Options X for the quarterly month. It was a quadruple witching Options X, and it really never recovered from that sell-off, and you know, it's still in a very vulnerable position to ultimately go lower in due time.
All right. Well, hey, you never know, but it certainly, the charts don't look good for it. Couldn't agree with you more there, but still, it's in a bull market, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's in a multi-year bull market, and again, every, you know, major uptrend has corrections, and that's what this is. So I love it because I'm going to load up the boat. I haven't been a buyer of gold. I've been more of a buyer of silver over the last several years, but this time I will load the boat up on gold when it comes down, to where I think it's going to bottom.
All right. As will I. So that's it for today. Make sure you go over to inthemoneystocks.com. See how Nick has been beating the averages for decades now, and take a look at the Twitter feeds. At ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. As always, your emails are welcome. Ship them off to KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, we will talk to you Friday.
Sounds good, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.